from the solid subsidence down along the waterfront?
It was worse than it went east. My recollection is that only at the Ford plant it was down 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was less settling at this point than it was further west.
Mm-hmm. Then what did you have to do as an architect when you were designing?
Nothing. We didn't do anything for it. See, they had begun to pump water in there. That's what cured the subsidence.
Uh-huh.
So they had begun to pump lots of water in, and it took care of itself. We did nothing in the way of protecting it against further subsidence.
Uh-huh. I had heard that the auditorium would get flooded, that they'd always have to pump water out of the basement of the auditorium prior to their doing the flooding of the water.
Well, it may have been, but I don't recall it. I don't recall that.
Uh-huh. Well, the whole issue of subsidence and there are two separate things that I want to talk about. One was the arena was to be built with funds from the Tidelands revenue funds. And then I understand that with the filing of the Mallon suit in Sacramento, which was to prevent the city of Long Beach from using Tidelands funds for upland purposes, this caused a real problem as far as building the arena was concerned.
Well, I never knew of it. The payments were made on it as it went along, and there was no stopping of it. Once it started, it went through to completion.
Did you, I had read that the Attorney General had ruled that Long Beach couldn't use the Tidelands funds for the arena early on, probably in about 1955 or something, and then the city filed a counter suit with the attorney, with the state, asking for the funds for building the arena and the Armed Forces YMCA.
Yes. I really don't know anything about the YMCA. I have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
There was a building there, though, for the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
That was further west.
Well, then another large project that you were involved in was the Carmelitos housing project.
Yes, that's right. And there was War Mother's home on the west side of Long Beach that was done with an architect from Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. Oh, you were involved in that one also?
Oh, yes. It was an association.
Was that the Silver Star Mother's home or
Gold Star, I think.
Gold Star, of course. The
mm-hmm.
mothers whose sons were killed
mm-hmm.
in the war.
Yes.
What was... I read that you were involved, that your association was with Schilling and Schilling architects?
Only on the Carmelitos housing.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing.
Uh-huh. Tell me something about the Carmelitos housing project.
They were all concrete buildings.
Uh-huh.
They were all individuals and should have been a very nice place to live. However, it wasn't treated very well, because I remember one instance where it was reported that somebody had taken the engine out of his car and into the living room and took it apart on the living room floor. So it wasn't treated very well.
Do you remember why the project was built? I mean, was it because of an influx of people to the Southern California area? I mean, it was a federal project.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. There was a Federal Housing Administration in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
They issued the work to us, as architects.
Was it then for people who were working or who had no jobs? Or
who had no small incomes, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you suppose it was because they came to Southern California because of war work, or had it...
Oh, I wouldn't know what that proportion was, but I wouldn't assume that it might enter into it.
And that was on, at that time, on county land, wasn't it?
Yes. That's right.
I understand that's made for some problems as far as city and county, as to, you know, which, does the county sheriff go in, or does the logging company
go in? Yes, that's right. Yes.
It's quite a large project, isn't it?
Yes, I don't remember the exact number of units, but it goes from Atlantic to Orange. It was that full distance.
And it was just empty fields at the time, or?
It was, yes. It's just hay fields.
Part of the Bixby hold?
I don't know that the Bixby's entered into that. They may have owned the property at one time. They owned most of Long Beach at one time. Still do.
Well, I understand. I was told, and I don't know whether this is accurate, that you designed the Long Beach Day Nursery.
Yes, I did. I was still in college when I did that.
Oh. Was it a project?
No. They wanted an architect, and while we weren't commissioned as architects at that time, or licensed as architects, many people, many carpenters made drawings, so it wasn't particularly necessary.
Was there something special then in design of that building that you...
Well, I thought it was a good solution, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
We did the best we could.
Yeah. Did you work with the board of the nursery? Did you work especially with Florence Bixby, or...?
No. No.
Did you know her?
I didn't know.
Were you involved at all in the other nurseries that were built? Other branches?
No, none of the others.
I think that's a very nice old building. Nancy and I have both been on that board, and Nancy much longer than I.
Millard has been, too.
Yeah.
In fact, when I first came here, the first house I lived in was on Alameda Avenue, and it was two doors from a rather old house that was used then as a day nursery.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now, that was my first observation of a day nursery.
Oh. When did you and Mrs. Wang meet each other?
Oh, that would be about the... it was at Grace Methodist Church, and it was during it was long about the end of high school, I think.
Oh. And then when were you married?
25.
Right out of college, huh?
Yes. Well, I was graduated in actually 24. I guess I gave you a year wrong. I think we were married in 26, and I graduated in 25, that's right. There's a year difference there.
So where did you live when you were first married?
Well, we lived in an apartment house on New York Street, a brand new one. Right near high school, Poly High.
You took the red car into Los Angeles.
Yes, it got as close to the car line as possible.
Did Mrs. Wing work outside of the home?
No, she never did.
And then you have the one son.
Yes.
And he was associated with you in your business.
Well, sure. He, as soon as he got out of school, I assigned him various things to do, and he worked in the office. He was not a principal in the office until, some years later. And then I gave it to him.
Well, then I understand you lived in Bixby Knolls, or?
Oh, yes, we had a house in Bixby Knolls on Ollie.
Did you design your
house? Oh, yes, sir. It's the same thing. That house plan was one that I have always thought was a best suited for a 50-foot lot and to have a patio on it. Mm-hmm. And Hancock Oil Company was here at that time, and I had done their offices at 2800.
Oh, you did?
Yes, at 2800 Montepero, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Hancock brought out a piece of paper. This backs up little by little. While I was working in Los Angeles, I used to make drawings. You may remember that on Sunday papers, they had pen and ink drawings of a floor plan and a rendering
mm-hmm.
of the house,
mm-hmm.
for which I got a big sum of $10 a week. Money was at a different level than it is now. And the firm I worked for, I got $100 a week with a year for a contract, which was considered extremely good for that time.
Yeah.
You know, before the earthquake, that was mm-hmm. unheard of. I remember writing down with an attorney that had just gotten a job for $300 a month, and he was very happy. When I say writing down, it's on the red car. I've almost lost myself now.
Well, you were talking about the Hancock.
Oh, yes. Well, she brought out a pen and ink drawing that she'd cut out of the paper, but my initials were cut off at the bottom of the drawing, so it didn't mean anything to her. She just liked that plan, and I built that house for her, and it was exactly like ours that we built out at Bixby Knowles.
Now, where was that? Do you remember where her house was, that you built the house for her, where it was?
Oh, yes, it was well, it would be one block this side or west of Park Avenue,
uh-huh.
and just below 3rd Street.
Uh-huh.
So that would give you the locale.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm interested because one of the people I've interviewed is Virginia Reed Moore, who was Will J. Reed's daughter.
Yes, yes. And that's the family, all right.
Yes, uh-huh. So your home was the same design.
Same as John's, yes. John Hancock actually bought the lot next to him, too. So he had 100 feet,
mm-hmm.
and he put a swimming pool in there, and then I built a garden house, a big garden house. It took up about 50 feet of the back end of the house.
Now that's in Los Cerritos.
No, that was down at this block. The area that I described as being a block west of Park Avenue.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I haven't tried to think of those streets in there for a long time.
Well, when you built your own home in Bixby Knowles, was the area very developed, very much developed?
Well, yes, it was pretty well filled. The first unit of Bixby Knowles, yes. It was fairly new at that time.
Yes.
There weren't many houses there.
Uh-huh.
But following that, we sold that and built and in Park Estates, right out by Mr. Whaley's house
uh-huh.
on the corner.
Uh-huh.
And each one of the houses grew a little bit. We got a little bigger each time.
Well, I've seen some maps of the development of both Los Cerritos and Bixby Knowles, and I guess at one time, of course, it was all part of the Jotham Bixby Company and the Amelia Emmy Bixby Company and all. Did you buy your property through a real estate agent, or did you buy it directly from the Bixby?
From an agent.
From an agent.
Both of those areas had architectural boards where a person must have their plans approved by the board.
Oh, I see.
That was in Bixby Knolls, and then again in Park Estates.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been on several other boards over at Palo Verde and down at or the at the beach down the coast here where the play is put on each year. You remember
that? Oh, yeah, Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice little area there that is separated. And every one of those houses had to be approved.
Oh, okay. And what kind of qualifications did you have for those, say, in Bixby Knolls? What did you look for in a design? What was for?
Oh, there are many ways of doing a house or of mm-hmm. designing a house.
Uh-huh.
And anything that we felt was good proportion.
I see.
Was all right.
Were there standard setbacks from the street?
Yes. There always is in Long Beach.
I see.
In most cases, yes.
Uh-huh.
It was 25 feet in that case.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, certain streets seem, of course, wider in parts of, say, Los Cerritos and all, where I guess probably, say, Pacific Avenue is wider and
it is a wide one, all right.
Yeah.
That's one of the widest ones I think of.
Uh-huh. Well, then, in Bixby Knolls, what year did you build your home?
Well, that would be 36. And then I built the one in Park Estates in 55.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we moved here 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These, by the way, is a good plan. It's a very livable plan.
Are these now condominiums?
Yes, the condominium.
This was not originally designed as
condominiums. No. No, they got into trouble along the way and tried to rent it and couldn't. Ended up by making it a condominium.
Who designed this building?
Hugh Gibbs.
Oh. And did George, was it Whaley who built it?
Whaley built it.
Mm-hmm. It's very attractive, marvelous setting.
It is a nice setting and a nice exposure, all right. And it's 20 stories tall, has a full basement underneath it
mm-hmm.
for car storage.
Mm-hmm.
However, that doesn't happen to be enough space for the cars. There are cars parked all around the street,
mm-hmm.
which shouldn't be. At the time of the war, we had appeared before the council, and it became illegal to park a car on the street after 2 o'clock in the morning. Everybody had to have a garage,
mm-hmm.
which would be fine if we could do that now, but you drive up and down any street now and it's just loaded with cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well then, Los Cerritos is one area that I'm interested in, that I've studied a little bit about Los Cerritos. And one way, certainly it's a historic area of Long Beach with the Rancho, but also...
I did that over. I did that. I did the restoration of that.
Oh, did you? And mm-hmm. when was that?
That would be before the earthquake.
That was when. Did the family move back into?
No, I don't think it was ever lived in by the family. Not any recent family.
Yes, yes. Because I've heard stories of how run down it was.
It was, very badly.
And maybe even into the early 30s. And various Mexican workers were living in
mm-hmm.
different sections.
Of yes.
It. And George Bixby had lived in the, had his home on La Linda Drive right. Yeah, I guess it was a farm, the old house. It was built about 1896.
Well, I'm not aware of that, I guess. I know the Bixby family. I know most of them. But I...
George was the son, one of the sons of Joseph.
Must have been the father, wasn't it?
he was...
It must have been the father.
Yeah, there was Joseph, and then there was George, and various descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 1896, I think, when that old house was built, and it probably is the oldest house in that area.
Yes.
And was more maybe like a working farm.
It was, yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I studied was the impact of oil on Los Cerritos and how the oil field extended into Los Cerritos. And I've talked to people who said that they had to move their houses, literally move the houses.
Yes, they did. Yes, a lot of houses were moved.
And Signal Hill also?
Yeah. There weren't many houses on Signal Hill, as I recall, but... I remember the morning that oil was struck there, and I think it was 20 or 21, and I remember going up there to see the oil shooting up into the air.
Mm-hmm. Did you yourself ever own any property in which oil was discovered?
No. No, I wish I had. If we had the life to live over, we'd do a lot of things differently. Because I think land is one of the best investments a person can make.
Well, when you first started practicing, there was so much land available to build on in Long Beach.
Yes, there wasn't that much money to buy it, though.
Yes. So now maybe there's more money and not much land to
build
on.
That's right, yes.
Well, in Los Cerritos, then, I think, as I understand it, a lot of the people who had thought to move out there just simply waited until the oil, they'd stopped doing most
yes.
of the drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I must have done a dozen houses out there in Victory Knowles. That would be Los Cerritos.
Yes,
yes, Los Cerritos. And McCrary House, and... I don't know. I don't think of other names right offhand.
Well, I have a few names.
Oh.
The McCrary House, and then there was a house on Country Club Drive, and then there was Frank Reagan's home on Country Club.
I wouldn't claim that. He copied some drawings that I did.
Oh, really?
And I'd like him to hear this, that he stole those.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. I made a sketch, and he stole it.
Well, it's listed in a Cultural Heritage Survey that you did that book. that you did that house.
Well.
Well, that area, you know, there's, I've talked to Ruth Craig Merrill.
Yeah, I know, yes, I know her house very well.
Yes, you did not design her house.
No, I put an elevator in it for her, but after it was built.
Uh-huh.
But when that was built, I wasn't well enough known.
Yeah. Well, then, did you build Don Wallace, the Don Wallace home?
Yes.
On Country?
No, I didn't. I knew the man that did it very well. And he was a very good architect in Los Angeles. But since then, I've done a lot of remodeling on that house.
Oh, I see. Well, that street is interesting. I talked to Marge Conley, and she told the story that her father, Ray Townsend, when they, that Mr. Babb approached Mr. Townsend and said he didn't like the name Magnolia and that he wanted to change the name of the street to Country Club Drive, and he had a petition, I guess, and so Mr. Townsend signed that. But at that time, only the houses on the east side.
That's right. The other was the golf course.
Yeah.
I did the Swalfield house out there, which was on the east side.
Uh-huh. Phil Swalfield? There were two Swalfields.
Well, yes, it was Phil and, strange I should not remember his name, though Phil was not a client of mine, anyway, they were both well-known attorneys.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so, someone told me that you probably designed half the houses in Los Cerritos.
That may be. It could be.
So many of those homes then on the west side, and what becomes the north side, were built after the country club sold property to individuals, I guess, or to their own members first, do you know?
I don't know. I have a hunch that the their own members have a choice. I really think there's something to that, but I'm not sure.
Well, then you've certainly seen neighborhoods change and develop in Long Beach.
Yes, indeed. There are several houses along there that, if I can only recall the names, it might be helpful to you, but there are different styles. One was English, and one was colonial, and the one I told you was colonial.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. No one, of course, wants something duplicated or like someone else's house. So they all start from a different plan,
mm-hmm.
and they go in elevation. They go from the plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps I could come see you again and bring the cultural heritage survey book of Los Cerritos and show you the pictures of the individual houses.
Oh, I could. If you had that, I could pick them out. Yes.
Well, maybe that. Or maybe I can do that.
Hmm.
What about Park Estates? Why did you decide to move over there?
Because the lots were cheap.
You were ready to move. Mrs. Wing was ready to move.
That was our first house.
Oh.
We had rented up to that time. That was our first house.
In Park Estates?
Yes. No, and Bixby Knolls.
Bixby Knolls, yes. But then when you moved to Park Estates?
Park Estates was next.
Yeah. What was that area developed all by George Whaley?
Yes, he did all of that, and even further east than where we were. We were on the dividing line of this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the corner.
Mm-hmm. What was the street again?
Oh.
That your home was on?
What was the street on that we lived on? No, not on Park Estates.
Scott Road. That's where the Dan Ritter's
red
crescent.
Yeah, that?
It used to be very clearly.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
What street?
Bryant Road.
That used to be the main road into the ranch house.
Oh, it did.
And they bought hay in on that. And that street was a little narrower than some of the other streets.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first street in there. It was all farmland in there to begin with. I remember riding out there on my bicycle when I was first trying to get in practice, and they were not ready to go at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Whaley eventually was able to finance a bigger area, and many of the houses were done then.
Well, he purchased the property then, I assume, from the Bixby Ranch Company, Fred Bixby Ranch Company.
From one of the family, from a lady. I've forgotten her name.
Mrs. Hotchkiss?
No.
Oh, Susanna Bryant?
Bryant.
Yeah.
Bryant.
Yeah. Fred Bixby's sister, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. So she owned part of the...
She owned all that area in there.
In Park Estates area.
Yes.
And that area where the college was developed.
You know, that college was first... That's interesting, because the college was first started in a row of apartment houses that ring the area, which would be known as it was the first row of apartments that was built out there anyway,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't begin to look like a school at all, or a university.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were cut up and had to use just a regular